Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've made it to another weekend, so there's a lot of congratulations going on there. And we're going to kick it off with some fun Disney talk. We've got a great show for you today because Pam and I are both back from Walt Disney World. Two very different trips. Pam had the VIP experience, and she's got some information that might make your next Walt Disney World vacation better, and it will. She got to see some things you want to know about. And I stayed off-site, so you want to know what that's like as well. I've got many stories, so they're going to be fun today. Don't forget, first, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Let me tell you, there's a lot of travel agencies out there, but few of them are platinum earmarked agencies, which means the Magic for Less is the best of the best. And when it comes to your Disney vacation, whether you're heading to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, sailing with Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney, you want to trust that vacation to the experts. I do this full-time. This is my full-time job. I'm going to be there with you right along the way, all the way through the trip, making sure you get excellent service, at least the service you get down at Disney. I try to exceed that with every guest. So drop by the magicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials at the Disney destination you're headed for. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And you and I are going to be working together, planning a great vacation, whether it's still here in 2019 or we're looking forward to 2020 very soon. So check them out, support the show, and let's build a relationship together. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. The easiest way to support the Be Our Guest podcast, again, is to use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So if you don't mind, bookmark it on all your devices and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1486 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hey, we made it to the weekend. We're talking Disney. We're having a good time and so much to talk about today. It's going to make your next trip better because Pam knows some stuff. She knows a lot of stuff. She knows tons of stuff. So let's get to it. I'm also going to share a couple thoughts on staying off site, but Pam blows me away on this one. Anyway, let's just get to the show. We got so much to talk about. Pam Forrester here. She is the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, Pam. So glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. Well, no, I'm not glad to be back, but I'm glad to be able to share my experience because it was really a very cool thing I got to do. And I have so much to talk about in terms of new things that are happening at Walt Disney World, things that have recently opened, things that are going to open, including my friends. I got to step in to Galaxy's Edge.
Dun, so. Dun, dun. Was it just like,
Yeah, it kind of was.
So Eric's asking if this is going to be spoiler. Is there going to be any spoilers?
No, there will
anybody?
Not be spoilers. Okay. There will not be spoilers. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I got a big mouth. They didn't let me see anything. I didn't get to go. So you didn't hear it from me because I would totally. And Ricky's the worst at spilling the beans. So she's not here.
Thank goodness. I know, right?
She is the bean spiller of all bean spillers. All right. So I will say, well, I'll talk about my offsite stay in just a lot of Uber rides and it wasn't magical. So you got to go down and have a good time. I was so jealous. Like, this was totally like the yin and the yang of the Disney stuff.
I know, right? It totally is.
I'm like, all I wanted to be is at Pop Century right now. And you're in Galaxy's Edge. What's wrong with this picture?
I know. But I'll start at the beginning because it's an event that Disney brought us down. They wanted to sort of showcase some of the things that were happening, some of the things that were new, some of the things that were going to start. And we started out really with kind of a bang because we got to eat at the brand new Halejo.
Oh,
killing me already. I know. The food pictures, I hope, were killing people. But yes. Anyways, they were great. It had so many great things from which to choose. We ate a lot of tapas. And of course, then we ended with their famous. Why is the name of that?
It's so famous, you can't remember it.
I know, right? Seriously. But there were so many things. And the food was just so good from the different cheeses and the Spanish meats that they had to this really great tomato bread. I'm telling you, if you had the chance to go get the tomato bread, it was so, so good to different salads and sliders and paella. There's a name that escaped my brain. They're famous for their paella. But I will tell you, in addition to all that, they brought us some really wonderful sangrias. We tried both the white and a red. The white is less sweet than the red, and I really enjoyed that. It is a beautiful restaurant, too. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but there's that picture of the bullfighter there. That's when you walk in. It's gorgeous. That restaurant is awesome. So make sure you go over and have a little taste of that if you get the opportunity. It's in Disney Springs.
Let me just say, we've known this about Disney Springs since it made the transformation from downtown Disney, now a few years ago. You can go there for so long and never double up on a restaurant. For example, I've gone to a lot of them there now, but on this last trip, because we were in a Disney Springs hotel, I tried out Chicken Guy. I went to Polite Pig and Deluxe. I've been to Deluxe Burger, but we were just kind of in a hurry. So those are three just quick restaurants, and all three of them were awesome. I loved every meal. And so you got, great places like Haleo, you got the Boathouse, and then you got little lounges like Jack Lindsay's. You could be there for so long and just never double up on an experience. It's an incredible place.
It is incredible. And what makes it even more incredible is not only are there great restaurants, but some of these restaurants are like this one. It's by Jose Andre, and he is a James Beard Award winner in terms of chefs. Now, where else in the world are you going to find that many James Beard award-winning chefs in one location? You have Chef Art Smith, you have Jose Andre, you have Morimoto, you have, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. But there's Rick Bayless, he does Frontera Cucina. There are so many great chefs there. So you're missing the opportunity if you're not trying some of these great restaurants. So anyways, that's a little plug as if you needed it. And one more reason to go to Disney Springs to go ahead and get some great food. We did something else when we were down there too. And that was something that I've been waiting to do. We visited the Void.
Oh, I want to hear about this because I think everybody's curious about it and few have actually kind of pulled the trigger.
Yeah, I know. So I had read a bit about it and even read some experiences, but I don't think had my head sort of wrapped around what to expect. Now, we did the Wreck-It Ralph experience. It's the newer experience of the two. And what happens is it is a virtual reality experience. You go in, you suit up with a vest. You have a virtual reality goggle set on. And they do all that so quickly and then sort of move you right into it. Well, you're not just standing there. You're interacting. We're talking at different points, you get a gun. That you're, launching milkshakes and stuff at different people. You're walking, you're moving forward, you're going into different rooms. And I was telling Mike this, there's this one point in time where you're walking on what appears to be a very, very narrow bridge over this really high location. And I seriously had a hard time pushing myself to go across it. I wanted to inch across it. I'm with my foot out, making sure it's there, taking little baby steps, looking for a railing that is not there. It was really immersive. That's the best way to describe it. And it's actually a great description for this.
Yeah, I've heard it gives people the sweats, you really do. I mean, it tricks your brain into really feeling like you're semi in danger.
100%. Let me tell you, I forgot about the vest and the virtual reality headset. Soon after I was there, you just completely forget and you're all in. There are smells, there are, just experiences. It's awesome. So, think about that the next time you're there. It's the Void. It's over by the Once Upon a Toy shop. That's the name of it, right? Once Upon a Toy.
Yeah, it's right next to the Vivity Bobbity Boutique and by the old bus stops in the marketplace. Because I ran past it every morning. Yes. That's where I turned around, was at the Void, or right there by the buses.
That's yeah, it. So that was a great experience. And we had the chance, too, to talk about the NBA experience a little bit, which, again, was not really what I thought it was going to be. It's, again, a really interactive experience. I know I've had some people come up and say, well, didn't they used to have that over at Universal? No, that was the NBA restaurant. This is going to be the NBA experience, which is going to give you the opportunity to sort of be engage in some of these things that people really enjoy about watching the NBA. So like Mike and I were talking earlier, you're going to have the experience to dunk like you may have, you know, when you were younger. and I'm guessing they're going to adjust that little basketball height a little bit for people, but you're going to have the chance to do things like that and participate and get recruited and all of those things. So I'm really looking forward to that one now, too.
Drafted first round by the Philadelphia 76ers, we have number 33, Pam Forrester.
I never dreamed I would be an NBA star, but now I feel like it's in my realm of, you know, I'll be able to grasp it a little bit. So, yes, we did that.
I think what's really cool about this, you know, we don't have an NBA franchise in St. Louis. You know, we're not big NBA fans. We got baseball and, you know, we're a little sour in the NFL. We got hockey. We got a good hockey team right now. But the thing is, like, I think that the NBA is very global. And I think this is going to be very popular because, you know, it's very popular overseas. And, you know, it's I wish they would do this with all the sports. I mean, as much as I will go to the NBA experience because I just think it looks cool. But God, I would kill for something like this for the baseball, you know, because I'm a baseball fan.
Right. And I think that's what a great thing that Disney Springs is doing. Like, it's almost becoming another theme park destination in terms of all the things you can do and see and eat that you can only do right there. So think about that when you're considering it. One of the other things we did was early morning magic over at Hollywood Studios, which, again, it really was a great experience. We walked on to rides like Slinky Dog Dash and the Alien Swirling Saucers. I always feel like I need to, like, hold up those words so I say it appropriately.
Just don't use the acronym, please.
Any mistakes. Yeehaw Bob's there saying, don't screw it up, right? So anyways, Alien Swirling Saucers and the Midway Mania, Toy Story Midway Mania. But that was really cool. And then we went over and you have breakfast, of course, is included at the back lot. So you do that. And they have some great breakfast options, I will say. They had like a charcuterie plate and they had an egg with avocado toast and some interesting things. It wasn't just like a Mickey waffle or, you know, pancakes or something like that. So they gave you some good choices. But just not having to choose, I think, not having to use your fast pass choices on those attractions is worth something. In addition to the fact that not only do you not have to use your fast pass, but you don't have to wait in line for them really either. I mean, it was a really short line. That's worth it to me to be able to experience that. And we've heard so many great reports about this too.
Well, too, and with a fast pass, you get to ride it one time. And I think with these extra morning magic events, like, you don't just get to ride it one time. You kind of get your fix, you know? And I think that, like, but, you know, by the time you leave, you're like, okay, I experienced Slinky Dog a few times and, you know, that's what I wanted. You know, I think a lot of times with one fast pass, it just kind of leaves you longing for more.
I agree. And Slinky Dog is the kind of ride that you can ride again and again and again. So I really like that. And they also have some characters out for us to meet too, which I thought that's a great thing that you rarely see someone talk about when they're talking about early morning magic. And I will say, all those folks who like book Be Our Guest early to get nice pictures, I think booking early morning magic is another opportunity to get some great pictures. I mean, I really do. The park was sort of empty at that time and we got to get some good things. I'll run through the breakfast menu real quick for that because I think it's enticing. Mike, this has your name all over it. They have a fried chicken and cinnamon sugar French donut bowl. Oh, so dude, it'd be like,
that's like seven times. It's like seven of my favorite things. Like whatever you just said, I'm just like, oh.
I know, right? The avocado toast and egg plate was something there.
That's your millennial option right there.
I love avocado toast. I'm telling you. Really, really, really do. They have a shrimp and southern grits bowl. Oh. Right? A Mexican corn chilaquillas.
Whoa. Okay, I'm in. I mean, where's... Hang on. I'll be back.
I know, right? And then for the kids, of course, they had the fried chicken and cinnamon sugar French donut bowl. And then they had eggs and sweet potato barrels, which you know is Mike's favorite thing. Yes. So
actually in St. Louis, this you won't get this unless you're a Cardinal fan, but Sonics in St. Louis now have what are called Bader Tots because our center fielder's name's Harrison Bader. So now we have they're potato barrels loaded with all kinds of junk on them, like chili and cheese and stuff.
Oh
so,
my gosh, that's too funny.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
So one of the next things they wanted to show us is some of the limited time food items that are being offered. I'm making people hungry here at the Magic Kingdom, though, in particular.
Well, here's the thing too about this. Like, is it illegal to make something that isn't so beautiful nowadays? Like, I mean, God, like seriously, like everything. I mean, I thought they outdid themselves like 2 years ago with how beautiful they make these, not only sweet treats, but some savory things. But now, I mean, for real now, guys, like these things are like over the top pieces of art. Like I was almost saying, like, it's a shame to eat them, whatever. I run 10 miles every morning. I'm eating it and I'm not even thinking twice. But I mean, they are so beautiful.
They are. So they are Instagrammable for yes. sure, right? I mean, and follow me on TMFLT Pam if you aren't, because I am. I said to the Disney folks, I have enough material for like the next 3 months. I took so many pictures. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it all. But so they had all these lovely treats laying out there for us. First is the Mickey Mouseketeer cupcake, which adorable, right? I mean, it had the ears. It was incredibly beautiful. And they had those Mickey birthday push pops and the strawberry shake with the marshmallow and all of that. That's fantastic. But then they brought out the new things. Okay. The Aladdin donut. Okay. Did you see this?
Yes, I did see this. Yes. And I need this in my life.
It has a piece of chocolate with a golden lamp on it. And then it has cotton candy that makes it look like the genie's wish. People are really, these are like little works of art. And I thought I was blown away by that. And then, my friends, I saw the Tangled Eclair.
Yes, I went. That's the thing, Pam and I both, my wife and I both said, oh, that is what we want. Like, because I had never had an Eclair until one of the media events like years ago. And I just stood by the table and just went, oh. Because it's like eating great tasting air. They never fill you up.
But this one was so great because not only did it have the yellow Rapunzel hair, right, as icing, it had little flowers and a chocolate frying pan. Could you die? It was the best. Boom, right? I mean, people are really, truly artists making up this food. But then we hit one, Mike, that when I saw it, I knew it had Mike Ramen written on it. And it was the burger that had mac and cheese on it and Flamin' Hot Cheetos dust.
Oh, dude, but I see here's the thing. It does have my name on it, but it also has, like, Mike whining for the next 18 hours after I ate it, like, oh, my intestines are just on fire. I can't, because my kids, like, sixth graders and Flamin' Hot Cheetos are like a thing. I'm just telling you, because I taught elementary school, that's all they eat. That's like a food group for sixth graders. But I realized that after about 35, I shouldn't be eating those things, but God, they're so good. And I would totally eat that on my next trip.
Well, it wasn't, I will say, it was not that spicy, so I think you could do it, maybe.
But
I'm old.
I'm old, you know, like, I don't know. I eat a bunch of junk I shouldn't eat, but God, that's what Walt Disney World was built for.
I know, right? So they did a good job with that. They enticed us with all that good-looking stuff. There's more to come because they took us on other things, too. But I just want to mention, for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to see Mickey and Minnie in their celebration outfits, that afternoon parade that happens every day. They're there. They're out there dancing with guests. Disney really does a great job of this parade. And it's another parade where you can actually participate. And I love that. That reminds me of the parades from past years. So make a point to see that one if you haven't yet. So that's worth it. So then we sort of headed over to Typhoon Lagoon and got a little taste of the H2O Glow Nights.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I know, right? So another opportunity, and I think this is a great way to sort of extend your park day too, because these occur sort of after the park is closed. They have special foods that are available only at H2O Glow Nights, and some of them, spoiler alert, sort of are glowy or have very vibrant colors. But in particular was this unicorn shake that they gave us the opportunity to try. Sticking out of the top, of course, is one of those swirly lollipops that sort of looks like a unicorn horn. And it was this rainbow colors. It was beautiful, really and truly. Again, another opportunity where the Disney food people are doing a fantastic job. And if that's not Instagrammable, I don't know what is. So,
yeah, I mean, so funny because we're in our 40s and we act like we're millennials and Instagram everything that we eat as well. I mean, like we have a meal for folks that have eaten with us. They know exactly what we're talking about because we eat with a lot of our listeners. We do a lot of group stuff. If you've never like been at a restaurant with us, when the food comes out and the server brings out either the appetizer, the entree, especially desserts, and I'm always hungry. Like they're always like, Mike, put the fork down. We got to take a picture. And Hannah busts out the light. You know, it's like, holy cow. But I think Disney does this because it gets us excited for our next trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, having a brownie is a treat. Just a regular old brownie is a treat. But you're in this most magical place to have a drink or a shake that looks like a unicorn and that glows because you're at an H2O Glow Night event. That just adds to the overall experience of your Disney vacation. I love stuff like this.
I agree. I think that they're enticing us, like giving us reason to come back. You know, for a while, I was jealous because Disneyland had all this awesome food, right? But Disney World wasn't quite getting, I mean, Disney World definitely had some good food. Let me tell you, we all go there. None of us had a hard time finding something good to eat. But Disneyland was constantly coming out with these little creations and you were like, wow, look at those. And now Disney World is doing it too. And I love it. I love that part of it. That's fun. And it just really is part of the experience. It adds to it even more. So I'll move away from food for a minute.
Yes, let's do that. Please. I'm dying here.
To talk about the brand new Riviera Resort, which is located there by Caribbean Beach and is going to have the gondola transportation.
And well, let me stop you there. How beautiful is that system now that we've kind of got a sneak peek?
Seriously. I know. It really is. I love all the different themes of all the different cars. I'm going to be like, Beauty and the Beast? Check.
Yep.
Stay on that one. I can't ride on this one next because I've bid on that one. Yeah. I'd like to do Haunted Mansion, please.
Yeah, so. I need a little Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Let's go.
I know. So really looking forward to that. That is a beautiful station, first of all, the gondola station. They've done a great job of theming those to each of the locations that they're going to be at. This one will be shared by sort of Caribbean Beach and Riviera because it's right there in that location. But let me tell you, Riviera, my friends, which does not open until December, but it is beautiful. Now, first of all, it has the tower studios, I believe is what they're called, that only accommodate two people, right?
That's so interesting.
I know, right? So if you have a less expensive trip and you want to try that, go ahead. But guess what? The regular studios, they accommodate five. So nice. They have that pull-down bed. It's awesome. I love the theming at this resort. It really does sort of feel very European in a very cool way. I love the colors. I love the things that they're doing. They did a great job with this resort, and it's located in a great location. So we can book those for you now. We have been booking them for guests, and there's a lot of availability right now. I mean, in terms of being able to get that for early December, mid-December, really.
I was looking earlier today for a family that's going out for a very special celebration, and we look at all the options. It's a brand new resort. And we looked at the 3-bedroom Grand Villa. And when I heard the description of what that Grand Villa has, I was like, I aspire to have a house like that one day in my lifetime. Maybe even just to rent a house like that in my lifetime. It had so many beds and so many, because it really, I mean, it has, you know, the 3 bathrooms and it's just, it's spacious, but it's just, you know, Disney, here's the thing. I think with all these new resorts coming online, Disney has learned what the guests like and what works best for the guest experience. And, you know, when you go to a new, you know, the tower, whether it's Grandestino over Coronado or the Riviera, you're getting basically decades and decades worth of Disney learning what's going to make your trip amazing. And I love that because, you know, we're always looking for new experiences, but Disney's, they're great at resorts and they get better with each new accommodation.
The theming is just really, it's very immersive as always. And it's hard because this one isn't a theme that like you can put your finger on like the Polynesian. But I think that guests are going to be really pleased with all the things they're doing in the resort. It feels like a very luxurious experience and they're going to have a great time. And that brings me to the next place, which is the Grandestino Towers over at Coronado. And we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday's podcast, but if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, I think you know that we're all big fans of Coronado. And the recent room renovations that they've been doing, incredible. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. Those rooms are so functional and so beautiful. Well, Grand Destino Towers looks absolutely incredible too. And as we talked about, by the way, you're all going to get to experience Grand Destino Towers if you are staying at Coronado, because the check-in desk is moving from that main building there by the food court areas and things over to Grand Destino Towers. It's a two-story lobby. It's going to be beautiful. And I think it's just going to be such a great experience. Guests are really going to think of Coronado, I think, in a new way in terms of being able to get, no matter in which location you're staying, because, you know, there are lots of people who didn't like the ranchos because they felt they were far away. Well, guess what? There's a new bridge that cuts right across that lake. That's going to take the, you know, the pain out of staying at the ranchos, which, by the way, I think is the most themed part of the resort.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's so pretty. So you're going to have access to that Three Bridges Island there with another new restaurant. You're going to be able to eat at Toledo's, which is on top of the new Grand Destino Towers, and probably see some fireworks from up there because I think you get a view of the whole Walt Disney World property. So it's going to be a great location. And again, we're seeing some availability with Grand Destino Tower. So if you're interested in that, it opens on July 9th. So anytime from that point on, you can go ahead and do that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Just a little inside baseball for you, because, you know, again, I've been working with guests that are looking at Grand Destino. There's some great rates out there too for this summer. I'm telling you, this summer is a great time to visit Walt Disney World. I know a lot of folks, maybe you're waiting for Galaxy's Edge to open. But, I mean, it's going to be there in this summer. You guys know, I always go down every July. This is our big family trip. We've done it for over a decade because we're, you know, I was a school teacher. My wife's still a school teacher. It is just the best time to go. You can enjoy the pools. You know, you got super long park hours. You go in the morning. You take a nap. You swim in the afternoon. You go back at night. You have dinner in a different park or a different resort. Time is on your side in the summer. It just, there's a vibe to it. I mean, I think, you know, people need to consider this summer. It's a great time to visit Walt Disney World.
I agree, because we got to see one of the things that, well, this is sort of the last time you're going to be able to see it this summer, and it's Illuminations. I know. Had a great view of Illuminations. It reminded me of all the things I truly love about it, right? It's a great show. It's a great ending to your night. It's the cherry on top of your Epcot Sunday. And I love it. There's so many things I love about it. I do think it's time for a new resort, and a new resort. It's always time for a new resort.
Well, we got more coming. I mean, we got the Reflections over at on Seven Seas.
I know, right? So it's a beautiful show. And if you haven't said your goodbyes, this summer is your opportunity to do that. You can also look and see if you can get that package it with Rose and Crown, where you get to go ahead and get the good viewing of that, but make a point to go see Illuminations before it goes. But then let's head over to Animal Kingdom, because we did one of the more fun parts of this trip, and I got to see Kevin. Kevin was out.
I saw that sucker. The big bird. Who's a girl? Easy there, boy. You're going to start a Twitter war. Know, right? Don't be careful. Tread lightly.
She is awesome. Very interactive. Love that. And of course, Russell and Doug are over at the new bird show there too. So I love to see them sort of, you know, wrapping the folks from Up into the Animal Kingdom story. I think it's a great opportunity to do that. And if you haven't seen the newest, you know, adaptation of this bird show, make sure you see it. We saw this beautiful eagle, and I'll give you a little hint. The eagle, the trainer asked us how much we thought this eagle weighed. And eagles are huge birds, right? If you had the opportunity to see them, they're really big. And we're all guessing like 50, 60 pounds. Nope, 9 pounds.
9 pounds? I would have guessed like 20 pounds.
Right?
Least. Yeah.
No. Huh. Huge. So anyways, and if you haven't had the chance, you know, Animal Kingdom has some new and interesting opportunities coming up too. You have the Rivers of Light dessert party. They showed us some of those desserts. Again, little works of art. There's like a little flower pot, okay? It has a little flower planted in it and stuff. you can eat the pot.
Stop.
You can eat the little pot that it comes in.
In some states, you can eat the pot. Not all states yet. Just kidding.
The laws are changing.
Exactly. They definitely did in Missouri last election. Go ahead.
They have like a miniature version of the Tree of Life in dessert form. Anyways, really, really cute. So loved that. There's some more dining opportunities that are coming available in Animal Kingdom, special dining opportunities. So they're doing a great job with sort of pulling that into. But now I'm going to head over to Hollywood Studios.
Nothing going on there. Come on now.
I mean, and I will tell you, leading up to my Hollywood Studios, you know, this whole event was really sort of taking place for the 30th anniversary of Hollywood Studios. Right before I was leaving, we got an email that said, one of the things we're doing, you're going to need long pants to come past your ankles.
And Ricky, Ricky and I got this text message from Pam. Guess what? I have to wear socks, closed-toed shoes, and pants. I'm like, oh, we hate you.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my gosh, we must be going into construction zone. Like, okay. But before I get to that, I will just tell you, there's some other things going on at Hollywood Studios that you're going to want to see. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. We saw that. Really, really cute show. Really. They did a great job. And they have a brand new show that's on Grauman's Theater, The Wonderful World of Animation. And it features so many of your favorite movies. I love Emperor's New Groove. I think it's a completely underrated Disney movie. Saw a little Emperor's New Groove there. There's just so many of your favorite movies represented. I bet if you have one, you'll see it in that show. But, you know, I love that part. And you still get to see the Star Wars fireworks. And you get to see this wonderful world of animation. So it's the production show. It's really worth seeing.
Yzma. That's all I know from the Disney Cruise Line. I've never seen the movie, but yeah, right. That's all yes. I know.
Yzma was there. She was absolutely yeah. there. So the special thing that we got to do is we got to step into Galaxy's Edge. We got to walk into it. And it was really one of those moments for me. First of all, I've been a Star Wars fan since the very beginning. Just period, end of story. I'm unapologetically like thrilled with all the Star Wars. I even like the ones that were made, the prequels that were made after the fact, because I think that they go into so much of the storytelling. I like everything about Star Wars.
Me too.
Okay. So I just do. I like them all. But stepping into Galaxy's Edge was one of those things that I honestly, at one point, I was looking around at this small group of folks who were allowed to come into this, you know, and it was sort of a moment where I got tears in my eyes, really and truly. It just was one of those moments. And the thing I walk away with more than anything else is how big it is, first of all. It's a huge area. It just is one of those places that's going to take you a while to wrap your mind around it. It's almost like a land inside of a land, in that there's going to be different sections of it. There's going to be places for you to explore. The thing that they told us again and again is it's going to be interactive. The choices that you make matter.
And that's not good for everybody that listens to the show. Right? I'm just saying, right? Tread lightly, people. The stormtroopers will be after you.
But I think, I mean, look at the things we've seen them do with the magic bands, right? You know, you're getting off of Small World and your name pops up. The pictures are there. Your magic band is making things happen. It has that ability. And I would love to think about how if you, the choice that you made in one of the attractions, think about how that could impact the rest of your day there. Maybe you were the pilot in the Millennium Falcon, and the choice that you made during that will cause other things to happen throughout the day in that part of the world. I mean, I just think that there's just endless possibilities in this, and it was just really, really, really cool. I know, right? Can I put another really in there? But just looking around, like, you know how Disney does this so well, right? The ground that you're walking on, so cool. The light fixtures, so cool. The rocks. Now, Disney does rocks better than anyone else in the world.
And how crazy is it that we say that? But that is the honest to God truth. They're so good with rock work.
And these rocks are incredibly beautiful, really and truly, to see that landscape and the horizons that are being made, to know that it's going to bring in different parts of the Star Wars story, but to know that someone who's never experienced Star Wars at all is going to be able to walk in there and have an experience that is really meaningful and that they'll enjoy. I mean, Mike, you always say you haven't seen half the Disney movies, but when you go and experience an attraction that is focused around a Disney movie, you enjoy it just the same.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Because it's the experience that Disney sells that you don't, they're so good at that, that you don't need to have a ton of background knowledge. But if you do, it makes the experience deeper, I think.
I know, it really does. And that's really how this land is going to be. Don't think it's only going to be for people like me that have seen every Star Wars movie a million times and know the characters in the land and I want to go to Batuu and, you know, all these different places. Don't feel like you have to be that person. I think what you're going to find is that you're going to be able to experience it in a way that's is unique to you. There's going to be something about it that you like. There's going to be places that feel familiar to you. You don't have to know the story. And I think that there's so many worlds in the Star Wars world that they're going to do a great way of making that happen. You may feel like, oh, look, this has a little bit of something from this world, but it's not going to be that world. So, I mean, Star Wars fans, I think, are going to be really, really impressed. They are, you know, down to the restaurants, the food choices that they're going to offer, that's going to be something that's really appealing to the souvenirs. You're going to have choices in the souvenirs. How about the old make your lightsaber thing?
Or the droids. I mean, you can make droids, right? I know. Oh, man. That's like being Anakin with C-3PO back in like the prequels.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. So, and I think it's going to be another location that you're going to want to experience during the day, right? But you know you're going to want to go back at night.
Oh, man, everything's better at night.
I know. So just the lighting's going to change. Being there made me more excited, as if that was possible, but made me more excited to see it than ever before. I want to have that experience. I'm looking forward to every aspect of it. There's going to be blue and green milk. There's going to be, you know, souvenirs you want to buy. It's just a really cool thing, and I can't wait for it to happen.
So, you know, I haven't been back there yet, and I've just been reading stuff and, you know, hearing stuff and talking to you and so forth. But what I think, you know, this is my impression as just a Disney fan, you know, with no inside knowledge, is that over the past, say, 5 to 10 years, Disney has been really working with that investment in technology, whether it was starting off with things like Pal Mickey with proximity, and it would give you a little information, you know, and it was a little animated, you know, Mickey plush, and it was really neat back in the day. I love those things. I never had one, but I was always kind of wanting one, you know. And then they got the magic bands and did stuff with those, you know, and like you said, with Small World and other attractions, you know, Soarin' and stuff, where it pick up that you're there. But I think what it is Disney has been learning all this time for the last 5, 10 years. And they've probably, you know, not letting us know exactly what they can do. You know, they've kind of kept it under their collar there, hiding it away. But what I see is with Galaxy's Edge opening, I think this is a chance for Disney to really strut their stuff and kind of show off in a way that we've never seen before. Because I think that they've really pushed the limits on technology, and we've gotten little tastes of it here and there, and things have come and gone. But I think this is going to be just that opportunity to really say, you know what, we are the Disney company. For the last 50 years, we've really been bringing experiences. We've been taking you to worlds you've never been before. Pandora, you know, New Fantasyland, what have you, Cars Land, you know, and this is going to be just, they're going to get to show off a little bit. And that's why I'm such a Disney fan. I'm so excited for it.
I know. And when we heard the Imagineers, when they had Imagineers who were talking to us about the experience, first of all, you could hear the overwhelming passion in their voice. They want to get it right. They want it to be something that does right by the Star Wars fans, right? They want to make those people happy with it, but they want to make people happy that have never heard the Star Wars story. And they have a passion for that. They're dedicated to it. That's something that always blows me away about Disney cast members, is that you hear the passion in their voice. Mm-hmm. And I love that. They know that they're creating these magical experiences. So that is just, you know, that's awesome. And what you're saying is absolutely true. How many people did you know who were like, Pandora, I don't want to go there. And when I first heard that it was Pandora opening, I was like, oh, like when they first announced that land, I was not one who was excited about that. But I think Pandora is one of the most beautiful experiences on Disney property. I mean, it's beautiful. The rides are fantastic. Love it. I can't even imagine what this is going to be like.
Yeah. And Disney just, I mean, bottom line is they're good at stuff like, they're not even good at stuff like this. They're great. They're the leader in the world at stuff like this, taking you to places you've never been. And like you said, Pandora had never seen Avatar. So, but I mean, when I got in there, I was like, God, this place is amazing. Like, it made me want to see the movies, which I still haven't had time to do. But I mean, it made me want to learn more about the world. But so many people have seen Star Wars and, like, you know, have, you know, droid stickers on the back of their car or stormtroopers or whatever. I mean, like my Uber driver, her car was tricked out. One of the Uber drivers I had like a stormtrooper car. It was crazy. Like, there's so many people like that. So, I mean, it's just, I can't wait. Disney's going to get to show off and this is why I go. You know, this is why I go right here.
True. And that's, you know, during, we got to see the celebration of Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary the next morning after we had done this. And one of the things that Disney did was they showcased the number of cast members who have been there from the very beginning, because that's they're cool. Very aware that these are the people that make this magic happen day in and day out. And I was so glad to see that. I was so glad. And there was a bunch of them that were there for the 30 years since Hollywood Studios has opened. And that's really a credit to them. There is such a passion and dedication to all of this. And I love that Disney celebrates that and recognizes it. And I think that's what makes the park so special, from the Imagineers who are designing these special places to whoever helps you check in, to whoever helps you order at your quick service location, the blue or the green milk. I mean, you're going to have that opportunity to interact with someone who has a passion for that. And it's just, it's really an awesome experience.
I'm so glad to hear that, because the cast members do, they make the magic for us. I mean, Disney brings us great environments and, you know, great attractions that you can sit in or stand in or walk through or what have you, ride on a boat. But bottom line is, you know, it's the friendly smile from a cast member or, you know, somebody that's going the extra mile for you. Or just like you said, somebody that's just doing their role. They don't have to go the extra mile, but they're serving you with a smile at Columbia Harbor House or what have you. You know what? I mean, it takes everybody, and I love the cast members. And, you know, I think that at that event where you got to see these cast members that have been there for the 30 years, there's got to be such a sense of pride. Like, you know, I mean, when I show people stuff around St. Louis, like, I'm proud to take somebody to Las Fuentes. That's my Mexican restaurant. I know it sounds stupid, but it's like, that's my thing. You know, and I'm sure these cast members are like, you know what? Come see this. This is my theme park. I want you to love it the way I love it. And when you have a situation like that, everybody wins.
Yeah, I agree. They do a great job recognizing it, that it's the people who are part of the story, but become part of our vacation story. I think that's, you know, that's something that you can't have a vacation without having that experience, right? Your vacations become part of your story as a person, as a family, with the friends that you're with. It's part of your life's story, and maybe some of the absolute best parts of your life's story. There are little things, I think, that you remember as a child growing up, but I bet you remember a vacation.
And you remember the feelings. You might not remember the details, but you remember how it felt.
Yes. And that's what Disney is so good at, is helping you, making it easier for you, I think, to experience those feelings with the people you're there experiencing these incredible lands with. And that, for me, there's no better vacation than a vacation where I feel like I got to connect with someone, and Disney makes that possible in a way that's just not possible.
So we have about 5 minutes left, because I'm going to save my stuff for next week and we'll talk about it, because it's pretty evergreen what I'm going to share. And you've just given so much information that we're longing for. And I'm sure there's other things we're going to talk about down the line as well as the summer goes on. But as we close out today's show, you got so many amazing experiences, so many cool things. There's an excitement about Walt Disney World that we don't have to wait till August 31st. You know, it's happening now. It's happening this summer. I'm excited. Right. I'm going down June 25th before the cruise. And then we're going to do the podcast cruise, which I can't tell you. I'm insanely excited about that. And then getting to go over and stay a little bit over at Yacht Club and Boardwalk. And, you know, it's just, there's so much happening this summer that I'm excited about that. But as we close out, I mean, what can you give our listeners just to get them excited? There's so many. It's exciting that every morning when you wake up and you check into, you know, social media, there's something new happening. And it just, that's why I love Disney. It's so fun.
It's true. And that's, I think, I keep trying to say to people, I know they're looking at me like, I don't know, but there are so many things to look forward to this summer. There's so many short little opportunities to things, you know, of things that you can see. Again, I mentioned Mickey and Minnie and seeing them in their outfits. That may not seem like a big thing, but let me tell you, those outfits are cute, my friends. You're going to want to see them in those outfits. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. I love that they have something that's going to appeal to little boys, first of all, and I know this is going to. And I felt like I was in Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy with Lightning McQueen. I mean, I was there with Lightning McQueen. He's up on stage. He is the center of the show. He's talking to us. And of course, there are some of, you know, some other of McQueen's friends there, like Mater was there too. But, you know, if you haven't had the chance to see Toy Story Land, that's another reason to visit Hollywood Studios, and also the Incredibles Celebration, which I think is great too. Over at Animal Kingdom, in addition to, there is a new Rivers of Light starting on May 24th. So you can see that. I'm hearing great things about that. In addition, there's a new Tree of Life Awakenings. And Mike, you know as well as I do
that.
I love the Tree of Life Awakenings. That's one of my favorite things to do. I think they're doing incredible things with those projection shows. And when I say incredible things, the thing that's happening is they're making me have a lot of feelings with those projection shows. They're able to do so much with it. There's a Hakuna Matata time dance party. Hello. And you're celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Lion King. Again, you'll make sure that you get your last chance in to see Illumination's Reflection of Earth before it goes away, but we're getting a new experience, so you don't have to cry too much. But back again this year is the Guardians of the Galaxy mixtape live show, which I thought was fantastic. We saw that a couple times last year, dancing involved. There's just so many great experiences to be had at the resort. I love those resort activities that they're doing every night. Make sure in the summer you pick a resort that has a great pool, because you're going to want to be in it. And consider doing that Disney H2O Glow Nights. There's lots of stuff to do there. You won't want to miss everything going on at Disney Springs. You could eat your face off at Disney Springs. That should be their tagline.
But you the thing is, like, it's not just that it's an amazing dining location, but it's also great shopping. And there's a lot to do. You can go up in Characters in Flight. You can bowl at Splitsville. You can, you know, there's just tons of NBA experience will be online very soon this fall. You know, I mean, just like there's the void, like you said. I mean, it's not just shopping and dining. I think that's what I always think of, like, oh, shopping and dining. But there's a lot of stuff to do. You can ride an Amphicar at Boathouse.
I know, right? Or you can sit there and have dinner while you watch the Amphicars at the Boathouse.
Just wave to the captains. Hey!
I know. So I think what this experience, you know, helped me walk away with is all of the changes that Disney is making. It's just going on and on, right? You feel like Disney can't get any better, and then they throw not one, not two, but about 10 different things that just made it a whole bunch better.
And so how much is on the horizon, too? I mean, think about that. Ratatouille, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, you know, a new stage show, Tron. Beauty and the Beast, Tron. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And that's why I love doing what we do, because this is the good stuff in life. I mean, these are the things that we are going to remember forever. It's the times that we're around the people we love and the place that we are just so passionate about. I love it. I'm glad you got to, I know this is kind of a longer show, but Pam, you did a great job of kind of crunching it all down. I mean, bad thing is, God, I'm so, how am I going to get through 40 days until I get down there this summer? I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
I know. That's how I feel too. It's like, I just got back and I want to be back.
It is. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. I got to send a special shout out to somebody. And it's my daughter, Paige, who graduates from Mizzou tomorrow, the University of Missouri. She's got her undergrad degree. So I'm so proud of her. Remember, when we started this podcast, over 11 years ago, she was 11 years old in elementary school. So now she's a Mizzou grad, which I, you know, I'm a Mizzou fan. When I was younger, I couldn't, you know, it couldn't work it out to go to Mizzou. I went to the local school. But to have my daughter graduate from Mizzou is a proud, proud dad moment. So I'm excited to have her graduating tomorrow night from Mizzou, M-I-Z to Paige. Very proud of her. So excited. Okay. Your daughter, I mean, our daughters have graduated college. What's up?
What's up is when we go on a cruise, our bar tab has gotten increasingly larger. That's what's up, my friend.
That's why we're doing a lot of the classes that are like $20, $30.
Yes, I know. I'm so proud of both of these girls. They're really, you know, they're going to grab the world by the reins. So it's awesome to see.
Like I tell Paige, I'm so proud of you. Now go get a job.
I know, right?
For real. All right, we're going to get out of here. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Honestly, we talked about this in the preview. There's a lot of travel agencies out there, I'll be honest. But the folks over at the Magic for Less Platinum Earmarked Agency, they are serious about this. They care about this. I mean, you've heard it on today's show. We're passionate about the Disney. You know, we get it. Like, these are the best times of our life, and every agent over at the Magic for Less takes this absolutely 100% so seriously. They put themselves in the shoes of the guests. They know you want to make everything perfect, you know, and just set up the best plan to have an amazing vacation, whether it's a Disney cruise, heading out to Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, or Walt Disney World. They, you know, like I said, I do this full time. We want to make sure that you have just a great, great experience. These are the best times in life, and we're going to make sure that you are just in the best position possible. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today, you know, like we said, this summer is a great time to go. You might say, oh, well, you know, it's already May. There's probably no rooms left for July, June, August. Wrong. There's still rooms left, and there's some great deals as well. It's kind of a hidden secret. There are specials out there, discounts for this summer. Great park hours, so much going on. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today, drop by themagicforless.com. I don't know if you've checked out the site, but it's great. If you're just a fan and you're missing Disney, go by there. There's maps of the resorts. There's pictures of the hotel rooms. There's guides for every resort. There's activity guides. I mean, if you're homesick for Walt Disney World, it's a great place to visit. But while you're there, check out the specials and then fill out that free no obligation quote form. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And agent will get back to you right away. We'll start crunching numbers, look at availability, and get you down to your favorite Disney destination right away. You've done a great job with the site, I think, because not only is it a great informational place that I send folks that don't know anything about Disney, I think, you know, as I look at it as a Disney geek, I just like, sometimes I'll spend 15 minutes just going through the site and looking at all the stuff going on. I love, you're like, oh, I didn't know that about Wilderness Lodge. You know, I love that stuff.
I think I drive Stacey crazy because I'm like, okay, we need to have this on the site because I think of all the things that I take into consideration when I plan. Like, I think we should have this. Like the maps of the resorts was a big deal. I just, you know, there's certain things that I'm like, okay, we need this. We need this. And Stacey's always adding something new. So I think she gets tired of me, but she has great ideas for it. So yeah.
God bless. God bless Stacey and all the folks at the Magic for Less. They put up with me, and that's a lot. So I just got to say that. So no, check it out. We take this seriously. Every guest that I work with at the Magic for Less, you're a friend, you know, because you're trusting me. We're building a relationship. And that's what it's all about. I promise you. I mean, I, you know, I can't give you more than my words. I can give you my practice. Once I work with you, I'm going to give you 100%. I always do. So, you know, this is the best stuff in life, and I want to make sure we always take that. So check them out at themagicforless.com. Again, use our Amazon affiliate link if you don't mind when you shop online. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod. Pam, I'm at BeOurGuestMike on both Instagram and Twitter. And you have 3 months worth of stuff to share. Where can they follow you?
TMFLT Pam. I try to keep it kind of easy. I am not much of a Twitter person. I do like the Instagram, and I will do Facebook. I know Twitter, right? I feel like people fight a lot.
I like Twitter, but I like it as, you know, I use it more of like a personalized news feed. That's how I
kind of
see it.
There you go. So. I can see that. I totally can see that. But yeah, I like Instagram because I like the photos. I am such a visual person, so I think that's a cool thing.
Instagram makes me hungry.
Well, don't look at mine for a while because I will be posting other food ones.
All right. Also, check us out on Facebook. We got a Facebook page. It's awesome. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Time to get out of here. I know you got to go. If you're on a run this morning, my apologies. I run every morning. So I know, like, the worst thing we could have done was kill you with all this great Disney food talk. But hey, you know what? If you're running, go eat everything this weekend and get down to Walt Disney World ASAP to get all the good stuff. So we appreciate you taking the time to listen to today's show. We'll be back again on Monday with a great trip report. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.